In 1 week, New Jersey voters will go to the polls for a special primary election. At stake is a U.S. Senate seat. And no one on the ballot has more name recognition than Cory Booker. The 44-year-old mayor of Newark is considered a rising star in the Democratic Party. But Booker's critics say he's been more focused on his own ambitions than on governing New Jersey's largest city, as NPR's Joel Rose reports.
In the 7 years since Cory Booker was elected mayor of Newark, he's been ubiquitous on Twitter and on TV.
Our next guest is known for his charismatic personality and his can-do attitude.
The man they are calling the super mayor tonight, the mayor of Newark, New Jersey, Cory Booker. Through the years,
the telegenic African-American mayor has gotten lots of breathless coverage for rushing into a burning building to rescue a neighbor, for shoveling sidewalks, even for helping a cute dog who was locked out of the house on a bitterly cold night.
Only our camera was there when she was rescued by Newark's uncaped crusader, Mayor Cory Booker.
Booker is a relentless advocate for a city that had become synonymous with urban decay. When he took office, Newark's population was falling and the crime rate was high. The city's previous mayor went to prison for corruption. Now, Booker says Newark is a model for other cities.
The development of our city dramatically has turned around to the point where we're becoming again what Newark used to be, an engine for economic growth for our entire state.
Booker points to the construction of new office towers, hotels, and grocery stores. The city's population is growing again for the first time in decades. But if you walk just a few blocks away from the shiny new construction in downtown Newark, you get a very different impression of the city and its mayor.
I haven't seen no change. You know, you still got crimes, drug dealing.
So what have you done? You haven't done anything. Get his pockets fat, that's all.
Terry Peterson and Jerry Brown say their neighborhood on the west side of Newark has not improved under Booker. It's a complaint I heard across the city. Cecilia Brailsford lives in the Ironbound neighborhood.
Everyone thought it was going to be different because we stood up for him, and when he got in, he didn't even look our way.
Booker's critics contend that he's more concerned with his own career ambitions than he is with the mundane details of running the city. Here's City Councilman Ras Baraka last November.
Whenever there's a real issue in the city that needs to be resolved, the mayor is nowhere to be found. The only way you can see the mayor is if you turn on Meet the Press and he's talking about something on Meet the Press.
Cory Booker grew up 25 miles north of Newark in a leafy New Jersey suburb. The charge that he's using the city as a stepping stone to bigger things has come up before, but it hasn't stuck. According to one poll, 70% of Newark voters have a favorable opinion of Booker.
I think he's definitely ambitious, but I think he does want to do good. And so I don't question his sincerity in wanting to help the city of Newark.
Andra Gillespie teaches political science at Emory University. She's also written a book called The New Black Politician, Cory Booker, Newark, and Post-Racial America. Gillespie says Booker has been good for Newark and vice versa.
Booker has been incredibly media savvy and has been able to use that to his advantage. It's how he helps raise money for himself and for candidates that he supports. And it's helped him to be the player that he is today.
So let's bring it in. Everybody bring it in. Bring it in. Bring it in.
Almost 100 Cory Booker supporters showed up last week in Morristown, New Jersey, to go for an evening run with the candidate. The big turnout reflects Booker's popularity. Several recent polls show him leading his closest challenger in the Senate race, Congressman Frank Pallone, by more than 30 points. Booker makes no apologies for his celebrity status. He says it's helped Newark attract development and big philanthropic contributions, like a $100 million gift to the city's schools from the founder of Facebook.
One of the things we need to start doing is bringing the national spotlight onto cities, changing the conversation about American cities. So having a voice that's out there challenging this, bringing more attention and light back to our communities, has a good effect.
The question is how much light will continue to shine on Newark when Cory Booker is gone. Joel Rose, NPR News, New York.
You're listening to All Things Considered from NPR News.